Justice Sotomayor has the opinion of the court in case 227386, McIntosh versus United States.
The defendant, Lewis McIntosh, was convicted of multiple robbery and firearm offenses in New York. McIntosh knew from his indictment that if convicted, he would need to forfeit property connected to his robberies, including a BMW that the government claimed had been purchased with stolen money. The procedural history of this case is somewhat complicated, but here's the bottom line. The district court failed to enter a preliminary order of forfeiture before McIntosh's sentencing hearing, as required by Rule 32.2b2b. That rule provides that, quote, unless doing so is impractical, close quote, a federal district court must enter a preliminary order of forfeiture sufficiently in advance of sentencing to allow the parties to suggest revisions or modifications before the order becomes final as to the defendant. Nonetheless, the district court ordered forfeiture at the sentencing hearing. McIntosh argued that the district court could not proceed with forfeiture at sentencing at all once it failed to enter a preliminary order before sentencing. The district court in the Second Circuit rejected that argument. This court granted certiorari to resolve an alleged split among the courts of appeal on the consequences for failing to comply with Rule 32.2b's requirements. Whether or not a district court can still order forfeiture despite failing to enter a preliminary order prior to sentencing depends on the kind of time limit that Rule 32.2b2b prescribes. This court has identified three types of time limits: jurisdictional deadlines, mandatory claim processing rules, and time-related directives. Everyone agrees that this rule does not impose a jurisdictional deadline. Those are rare, and noncompliance with them can never be excused. McIntosh argues instead that Rule 32.2b2b is a mandatory claim processing rule, and the United States argues that it is a time-related directive. Mandatory claim processing rules regulate the timing of motions or claims brought before the court. They are relatively rigid and inflexible. If the affected party alerts the court to the missed deadline, then the time limit is enforced to the affected party's benefit, and the relevant action cannot be taken after the deadline has passed. Time-related directives, by contrast, only seek speed by directing a public official, such as a judge, to act by a certain time. Missing that kind of deadline generally does not deprive the official of the power to take the action to which the deadline applies. The failure to follow a time-related directive in the Federal Rules of Criminal Procedure is not presumed to be prejudicial, but rather is subject to harmless error principles on appellate review. Today, the court confirms that Rule 32.2b2b is a time-related directive that, if missed, does not deprive the judge of her power to order forfeiture against the defendant. Various features of this rule guide the court's analysis. First, unlike the typical rigidity of a mandatory claim processing rule, Rule 32.2 contemplates flexibility regarding the timing of a preliminary order's entry. Specifically, the rule provides that the preliminary order be entered sufficiently in advance of sentencing, unless doing so is impractical. Second, the rule does not specify a consequence for noncompliance, and absent such specification, this court is typically reluctant to impose its own coercive sanction. And finally, unlike claim processing rules, Rule 32.2b2b does not govern the conduct of the litigants, but directs the court to act by a certain time. For these and other reasons set forth in the opinion, the court affirms the judgment below. The decision of the court is unanimous.